world. Welcome to The Inspiration with Miss Tiana, and I hope that this episode inspires you, motivates you, and of course help you to become the best version of yourself. You know what? Today it has been so hectic just to come up with this episode, and this was an episode I had wanted to bring earlier. I had wanted to bring an episode titled The Voices of the Enemy, but some way somehow I had to go through a whole lot of frustration just to come up with today's episode. So along the way, the Lord had his own way to change the episode, and I'm so excited to bring you guys. So about 2 months ago, I had a last episode which was on I am his favorite. Okay, I am his favorite, and then I spoke about the fact that Jesus loves me, and I am the apple of his eyes, and he knows my name, and he's not done with me yet, and that's the same thing he's feeling for you too. So you know, always, you know, put it at the back of your mind that you are the favorite of God, and so the Lord fulfills whatever he has promised you. He's never going to let it go, or he's never going to give up on you, you know. And then I think that I said I was going to share with you my experience coming to Ghana, but that is not what I'm actually going to talk about today. Today I'm going to talk about an episode that the Lord actually placed upon my heart. Today I've had a lot. I've gone through, you know, a whole lot of frustration just to come up with this episode. I've gone through doom, so I've gone through my phone shutting down a whole lot, but I said whatever the Lord has asked me to say today, whether the enemy likes it, yes, I'm going to say it, because I know someone out there needs to hear this. Okay, so if you are watching me from wherever you are, I want you to know that the devil, or whoever is making mockery of you, whoever is calling you names, whoever is embarrassing you, whoever is humiliating you, whoever is gossiping about you, whoever is, you know, making you to feel that the Lord is done with you, the Lord says, I should tell you. Yes, the Lord says, I should tell you that they don't have the final say. So, you know, I want to share my testimony. My testimony is that gone were the days that I used to be Miss Tiana, you know. Gone were those days that I used to be Miss Tiana, that I didn't give a damn about whoever said, like whoever, anyone. I don't care whether you, no, I not. I don't care. I didn't. I didn't care that you were big, small. If you crossed my lane, I would deal with you. Like I would deal with you. Gone were the days. Oh, they should go and ask some of my colleagues. Then times. When I used to be Miss Tiana. I will not spare you. I always thought that it was always my fight, that anyone who deals with me, I have to deal with them back, you know. I have to take vengeance, I have to put things in my own hand, because I didn't have anyone to fight for me. I didn't really understand the fact that I had a father, Jesus Christ, who would always fight my battles for me. I always thought it was my responsibility to fight my battles, because I didn't have anyone to fight for me. And so if you make a mistake to frustrate me, I will deal with you 10 times. But until I came to really understand the Lord, and I wholeheartedly submitted to him and surrendered, I have learned how to let the Lord fight my battles for me. So I used to have the spirit of anger. I think I've shared this testimony before. I didn't give a heck, but God has really changed me. So maybe, if you are having your own, you know, your own moment with me, thank God. But I'm not proud of them times. I'm not proud at all. I'm very happy that I have learned how to fight my battles. Not by myself, but by the strength of God in prayer. So, if anyone, it's, you know, going through a moment where the person is finding his or herself in a certain place, and the person is being humiliated, tormented, disgraced, embarrassed. You have been the topic of their conversation, and every moment, every second, they always remember you. They always remember you in their conversations, and you are going through a whole lot of torment emotionally. You are going crazy, and instead of you to pay attention to the voices of the Holy Spirit, paying so much attention to what they are saying, and so you even forget whom you are in the Lord. You even forget that you are a chosen generation. You even forget that you are the apple of God's eyes, and anyone that will touch you has touched the eyes of God. You even forget your right as a child of God, that you have authority both in the physical and the spiritual. You can command things to happen and things not to happen. They can say whatever they have to say, but Jesus has the final say. It doesn't matter whether you have been delayed. It doesn't matter whether you have been humiliated. It doesn't matter whether people are talking about you. It seems your mates that you started with have all gone ahead of you, and you keep on finding yourself at the same place, and people are making mockery of you. They enjoy talking about you, and they make mockery. They gnash their teeth at you, and you are thinking, God, when will it be my time? I want you to know that Jesus has the final say. Allow them to have their moment. Sometimes, in the midst of our frustration, we would want to move out. We want to take a step. But God will say, stand. Stay there. Don't move. Because I am preparing a table behind the scene. And when I am done, even your enemy shall be present to witness what I, the Lord, has prepared. Don't move, and don't go until he says go. And allow them to have their moment. Let them enjoy. Let them say whatever they want to say. Let them enjoy. Let them eat and drink and enjoy. Enjoy. They don't have anything to say, but you are their topic. Allow them. But when the time is right, God will do it. It's going to be beautiful in his presence, and even in the presence of your enemies. But sometimes you might also be in a place when God will be asking you, move. But you are thinking that without them, maybe you are in a toxic relationship, and God is saying, move out of this relationship, get out of the house of this narcissist. And you be like, what if I leave him? What if I don't find, you know, the same person? What if I don't find anyone to love me? Do you even know whom you are? Yeah, a narcissist will put it at the back of your mind that if you leave me, you never find anyone better than me. Like, you know what I'm saying? But God will be telling you that more. Let us learn to, you know, have the discernment spirit, pay attention to the voices of the Lord, because it's not all voices that are from the Lord. There are some, remember, the devil can pretend some fallen angels that can, you know, package themselves like they are angels of God. So remember, the situation you are going through, God's grace is just for a moment. A time is coming. All those who gathered together and said all those things about you, made mockery, said all those things about you, asked you when will it be your time? You are too late. When? And they are making mockery at you. Yeah, you used to be at the top, and it got to a time you drop, and they are making the enjoy talking about you. You know what? Your friends are driving posh cars. And you're a beautiful lady. You are wasting your time on unnecessary things, like all your colleagues are doing, and they are, you know, that thing. But God says, hey, don't go out of my will. Because when you go out of my will, the devil will snatch you and you're going to lose focus. Another thing the Lord also want me to tell someone is that it doesn't matter whether you've fallen. The word of God says, for even if I fall 10 times, 7 times, I would rise. I don't care how many times, even if you've fallen billions and God says, rise, don't stay there. The devil will make you believe that once you've fallen, the Lord will never, you know, he will never trust you again and, you know, help you to get up. But hey, if only you can lift or stretch forth your hand to the Lord, he's going to hold you up. He's going to strengthen you. He's going to lift you up and show you to everybody, including those that thought that you will never rise again. If you're a child of God and you're going through all kinds of humiliation, the kind of friends that you used to have, they now they've all turned their back against you. The people that you trusted and shared your secret with, they are using your secret as a mockery. They are using your secret as a weapon, and they are tormenting you. I'll say it. They don't have the final say. It's just a little while, just a little moment. He's going to turn the table around, and all eyes will be on you. And it's not be those kind of embarrassment when they all gather together and say all kind of things about you. But it is going to be a miracle that will blow the minds of people. God is not done with you yet. Don't let them get into your head, and don't let the pressure they give you make you leave. Go out of God's will. Even if you miss your way and out of pressure and frustration, you get out of God's will. Child of God, I want to encourage you, come back to the Lord. It is only Him that even in our mistakes, He will still help us to get back to Him. Don't get out of God's will. Come back to Him. And even though in the sight of men, you might be delayed, you might be too late, but in the sight of God, maybe He is preparing you for a particular purpose, a particular marriage, a particular position, a particular company, a particular business idea. He is preparing you for something great. Maybe the reason why you didn't get your marriage so early is because He's preparing you with your kingdom spouse. It's not just choosing a partner, it's having a kingdom spouse. Maybe He's preparing you for a kingdom spouse. Maybe He's preparing you mentally, emotionally, spiritually. So that when you have your babies, you will not raise just kids, but you raise kids in Christ. So don't let, you know, the pressure of people, you know, frustrate you. Stay in the will of God. And even if by mistake, you lose your way, get back to Him. Because those people that are making mockery of you, they are not God. As long as we live, we were babies and we grew up becoming old, we would die. But the Lord will never die. He will still remain the same. It will get to a time all the things we will have might not make meaning. But the only thing that will make meaning is Jesus. And He is the author and finisher of our faith. I want to encourage you, child of God, don't go out of God's will. Stay in the perfect will of God. Because those people that are talking about you, those people that are making mockery of you, that they are laughing, ha ha ha, and you are seeing all sort of stuff, and you are being pressured, you are being frustrated, you want to go out of the will of God, that is the plot of the enemy, to make you lose focus, so that the things that God has appointed you to have, you will not be able to have it. The places the Lord has destined you to be, you will not be able to. I want to encourage you that Jesus loves you. Stay in the perfect will of God. And remember, they don't have the final say. And to the Lord say yes, nobody can say no. This is the Inspiration with Mestiana. I love you. Don't forget to subscribe and don't forget to share with someone. Don't forget to also follow us on all our podcast platform, which is available on the Inspiration with on Apple Podcasts, on Anchor FM, Amazon Music, all the podcast platforms. Sometimes I'm even surprised the kind of places or platform I see my podcast, you know, podcast on. I want to encourage you, please subscribe, follow us. Also, don't forget to subscribe to my YouTube channel. It's Miss Tiana Tanisha. You know what I'm saying? Subscribe. You know what I'm saying? And so I see you same time. I can't tell. I want to say same time next week. This time I can't tell. But I hope to see you same time very soon. And I love you. Yeah, I love you so much. But Jesus loves you more. So, you know, we will see you very soon. Have a blessed day. And one thing I also want to remind you, in the midst of the night, sometimes shut your door and speak in the language of the Holy Ghost. That is our weapon, as your own God. I love you.